I adjusted the butt of the rifle against my shoulder. I was sweating, shaking, trying to think. Either or, Cassie. What are you going to do? Either or. I'm dying, he said matter-of-factly. From this distance, his eyes were just pinpricks of reflected light. So you can either finish me off or help me. I know you're human. How do you know? I asked quickly before he could die on me. If he was a real soldier, he might know how to tell the difference. It would be an extremely useful bit of information. Because if you weren't, you would have shot me already. He smiled again. His cheeks dimpled. And that's when it hit me. How young he was. Only a couple years older than me. See, he said softly. That's how you know too.
How I know what?
My eyes were tearing up. His crumpled up body wiggled in my vision like an image in a funhouse mirror. But I didn't dare release my grip on the rifle to rub my eyes.
That I'm human. If I wasn't, I would have shot you.
That made sense. Or did it make sense because I wanted it to make sense? Maybe he dropped the gun to get me to drop mine. And once I did, the second gun he was hiding under his fatigues would come out and the bullet would say hello to my brain. This is what the others have done to us. You can't band together to fight without trust. And without trust, there was no hope. How do you rid the Earth of humans? Rid the humans of their humanity?